Good afternoon, this is the Art of Jazz. Well, we lost Lucky Thompson, the great saxophonist. He died on the 30th of July at the age of 81, and somewhere in the middle of the program, I'll be doing quite a bit for him and of him. Starting with the Master Sounds in Los Angeles 1957, and then going to Crippled Clarence Lofton 1935.
Thank you. night feeling bad, thinking about times I was ahead. You went out, stayed all night. Do you think that's treating me right? Call, you should not say the song. Should say the song. Should say the song. I've seen these lovers. I'd be spitting that thing night and day. And your mama stood around for him a while. Chuckled this ribbon down the aisle. Deacon Jones gave him the praise. Much religion is one event. But he even got to stop your stuff called to be spitting that thing. Night and day, night and day. I mean, they have seen it look. How do you spitting that thing, night and day? Getting sick and tired the way you do. Got mama going to fire as new. Bring group of dust round your bed. Wake the morning, find your own self dead. Call, you should not tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. I'm telling you, lovers. How do you spitting that thing, night and day? Her name is Lou. Chuck thinks just caught the flu. Santa Fi has jumped in bed. She spoke and spoke like this. Shake your shoulder, can't shake your feet. Shake nothing, mama, but your wicked knees. Call, you should not say the song. Shouldn't say the song. Shouldn't say the song. I'm steady to do. I'd have been spending that thing night and day. Oh, be loud. Hanging on the wall, out the window, catch a point fall. Stop while she me all night long. Got things, got your habits, song call. You should not tell your song. Just tell your song. Just tell your song. I'm telling you, love. Out of your goodness, thing, night and day.
Master Sounds started the set from Los Angeles, 1957, for World Pacific Records. On the drums, Benny Barth. On vibes, Buddy Montgomery. On the string bass, Monk Montgomery. And Richie Crabtree, who usually plays the piano with the Master Sounds, was playing gourds and rattles and claves and cowbells and all that good stuff. And they were doing Caravan, written by Juan Teasel. Cripple Clarence Lofton, piano and vocal. We don't know who the washboard player is. Might be Washboard Sam. I don't know if they were getting along at that time. Vocalion brought it out, 1935. Strut That Thing. Lofton wrote that. Cripple Clarence Lofton, and before that, the Master Sounds. Woody Herman, followed by the High Lows. Chased a tune for you. That means different people performing it. Deep Purple, written by Peter DeRose, lyric by Mitchell Parrish, who was famous before this time by his composing with Hokey Carmichael the classic Stardust. Parrish is all over the place doing beautiful lyric work. Deep Purple by Woody Herman, 1964 from Philip Records. Arrangement by Nat Pierce. Two tenor saxophones in order, Carmen Leggio and Sal Nestico. Woody playing his alto and fine drumming of Jake Hanna. Then the High Lows, 1957. A beautiful vocal quartet with orchestra and arrangement of Deep Purple by Frank Comstock for Columbia Records. And I said, giving us a chance to hear Mitchell Parrish, beautiful lyric. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
Trombonist James Lewis Johnson, known as J.J., 1959 for Columbia Records. He wrote that, played the trombone, arranged it. Nat Adderley's there on the cornet, Bobby Jasper on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton at the piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath playing drums. J.J. Johnson, 1959 for Columbia. Here's a piano roll for you, a jam roll. I always talk about if you're interested in acquiring gadgetry. Some of us are, I guess. And, you know, there are player pianos out there, and there's lots of piano rolls, and it's kind of fun. A jam roll. Get online, you'll find out about that. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate Comes Out of New Orleans Long Ago, written by bandleader violinist Armand J. Perrone. It will be played here for you by Marvin Ash.
Like nobody's loved me. come rain or come shine. We'll be happy together, unhappy together. Now won't that be just fine? The days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always.
We started with a piano roll, and that was Marvin Ashe playing Armand J. Perrone's I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, Just Like Jelly on a Plate. Then Frank Sinatra, 1961 for Reprise Records, and a gorgeous arrangement. Tough thing to do and build like they did. I mean, it has kind of a Cecil B. DeMille idea, but it works. Don Costa's arrangement of Come Rain or Come Shine. Harold Arlen wrote that, the lyric by Johnny Mercer, sung by Frank Sinatra. This is 88.5 KPLU. We're here very much alive, 24 hours a day for you and you and you. And this program is here on Sundays from 3 until 6. My pleasure to be with you. Lou Donaldson and Clifford Brown now, 1953 for Blue Note. Starting with Brownie Speaks, going to Cookin', and then to Bella Rosa. Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on alto saxophone, Elmo Hope piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. From Blue Note Records, back at the beginning of the career of Lou Donaldson and Clifford Brown, that was the Lou Donaldson Clifford Brown Quintet, 1953. Brownie Speaks, written by Clifford Brown. Cookin', written by Lou Donaldson. And Bella Rosa, written by the pianist there, Elmo Hope, and Sonny Rollins. Clifford Brown, Lou Donaldson, Hope, Percy Heath on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Lou Donaldson, Clifford Brown Quintet, 1953, for Blue Note Records. Right there. All right. Mr. P.C. was written by John Coltrane. It's for the bass player he was using, Paul Chambers. At that time, 1959. I'm going to chase that composition, starting with Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, with the Ike Isaacs trio behind them. John Hendrix put a lyric to a lot of things, and this is one that he did. He listened to John Coltrane's recording of Mr. P.C. and wrote a lyric for it so that Lambert and Hendrix and Ross could sing it. That wonderful vocal trio. Then back to 1959 and John Coltrane's rendition of Mr. P.C. Two of them, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and John Coltrane.
Want a man to get the people swaying with them, you dig P.C. Top right rhythm, he's got the rhythm, dig P.C. Want to hear the fiddle play the way it could be, dig P.C. Want to hear it play the way it really should be, you dig P.C. Top right rhythm, he's got the rhythm, dig P.C.
a composition by John Coltrane, honoring bassist Paul Chambers, with lyrics by John Hendricks in 1961. He sang it with Lambert and Ross in Lambert, Hendricks and Ross for Columbia. Gildo Mahoney's on piano behind them, Ike Isaacs, the leader of the trio, on string bass, and Jimmy Wormworthy playing the drums. John Coltrane, then, 1959, in the original Mr. PC for Atlantic Records, with Train, of course, on tenor. Tommy Flanagan, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Art Taylor's beautiful drumming there. Lambert, Hendricks and Ross, and John Coltrane. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. All right, where are my notes? Peggy Lee now. I'm going to do an old one written by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller. Miss Lee sings it in 1988. Peggy Lee, one of the great singers in this art, Squeeze Me, written by Fats Waller and Clarence Williams, and Music Masters put that out in 1980. Mike Renzi on the piano, John Ciadini on guitar, Jay Leon Hart on string bass, and Grady Tate playing drums. We're going to chase a tune in an interesting way, I think, because it's Strike Up the Band, written by George Gershwin. And that's going to be played by Al Klink Quintet, 1955. And then Jerry Mulligan, who always liked to mess around with spoonerism and moving letters around, and he took Strike Up the Band and the harmonic basis of that and called it Bike Up the Strand and changed the melody a little bit. Here's Al Klink, followed by Jerry Mulligan.
Thank you.
Crack Up the Band was the basis of that, done by Al Klink Quintet, 1955. George Gershwin wrote the composition. And Al Klink, you might be familiar with that name. He played tenor sax beautifully with Glenn Miller's band for a long time. Grand Award Records put that out. With him, Dick Hyman on the piano, Mundell Lowe guitar, Trigger Alpert on bass, and Eddie Shaughnessy right there on the drums. Then, as I said, Mulligan decided to create a spoonerism, moving letters around, and he did that by taking the basis of Strike Up the Band, that is the harmonic basis, and called it Bike Up the Strand at Storyville Club in Boston, 1955. He was there. Pacific Jazz recorded it. Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Bobby Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Bill Crow bass, Dave Bailey drums. And at the end, they did what was their theme and set break thing that Mulligan wrote called Walkin' Shoes. Al Klink, followed by Jerry Mulligan. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
What are you doing? The rest of your life. North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life. That you spend it all with me. All the seasons and times of your day. Of nickels and dimes of your day. Let the reason of your day all begin and end with you. I want to see your face in every kind of light. Tomorrow waiting deep in your eyes. In a world of love you keep in your eyes. I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss.
That was Abby Lincoln, 1981, for Inner City Records. What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, written by Michelle Legrand. Lyric by Marilyn Bergman. And Archie Shepp is there. What a sweet thing for Abby to do, to bring him into the picture to play his tenor. Hilton Ruiz on piano, Jack Gregg string bass, and Freddie Waits on the drums. Abby Lincoln, 1981, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? All right, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you all the time. I'm glad to have you out there for us. Lucky Thompson now. He died on the 30th of July. That was a week ago Saturday. At the age of 81, he'd been in Seattle for a number of years and was in a facility to take care of him in his later years. He pretty much grew up in Detroit, although he was born in North Carolina, but moved to Detroit early on. Took up the tenor sax, eventually the soprano, which he was beautiful at playing as well. And pretty much the rest of the program is about him and his associations with other people playing behind him and so on, his own band. And I've mixed it up so it's not necessarily a chronology of him. Something about Lucky, all the artists in this art form have a voice, that is the sound that they have. And he had one that was really quite something, and his ideas. Up first is a recording he made for Victor Records 1947, a band he just simply called his Lucky Seven. And the composition is by Sam Coslow. It's Just One More Chance, a beautiful ballad of the time. Lucky here is 23 years old.
Thank you.
Lucky Thompson, at age 23 in 1947, just one more chance. What makes that such a beautiful work of art is that he's not just showing off technique. Young people sometimes do that because they have it. And it's like saying, look at me. Thompson didn't need to have people look at him. He was playing the art. And it's on the edge there of show-off. It's using the technique, as another master of the tenor saxophone, Coleman Hawkins, did, to present something. And Lucky also in there puts in some ideas that are pure Hawkins, as if to say to the older player, I took from you, and I love your playing, and this is me. Lucky Thompson and his Lucky 7, 1947, just one more chance. Lucky died, if you just joined me, he died a week ago Saturday in Seattle at the age of 81. At age 20, Lucky was in Count Basie's band, 1944, for Columbia Records. Here's Taps Miller. This is a composition by the trumpet star Buck Clayton, and it's based on a composition called My Heart Belongs to Daddy. The soloist, alto saxophonist Jimmy Powell, tenor saxophonist Buddy Tate, the trumpet work of Harry Sweets Edison, then Lucky Thompson on his tenor, then trombonist Dickie Wells, and then Count Basie.
Thank you.
Lucky Thompson with Count Basie's Orchestra, 1944 for Columbia, and the composition Taps Miller. Now back to 1947 and Lucky Thompson and his Lucky Seven. This is a composition by Benny Carter, who's in the band to play alto and to do the composition and the arrangement. It's called Boulevard Bounce. The interesting part here, and the reason that I chose this, is because of what Lucky Thompson does on his tenor saxophone in the introduction. Listen carefully. The pianist is Dodo Mamarosa. The trumpet work is by arranger composer Neil Hefti. Carter does an alto solo. Mamarosa some more piano. Lucky Thompson's intro is something, scintillating beauty. Lucky Thompson and his Lucky Seven, 1947. Lucky Thompson and his Lucky Seven for Victor Records, and Boulevard Bounce, written and arranged for the band by Benny Carter, who was more or less featured there on his alto saxophone, and that beautiful spirit of Lucky on the introduction with the piano work of Dodo Mamarosa, the trumpet work of Neil Hefti. In 1954, Miles Davis picked Lucky Thompson to be in his sextet, and I'm sure he was pleased to go, for Prestige Records, recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey. We will hear Blue and Boogie by Gillespie and Paparelli, and Richard Carpenter's Walkin', Miles on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Lucky on tenor, Horace Silver at the piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. And that was Lucky Thompson with Miles Davis in 1954, doing Blue and Boogie and Walkin'. J.J. Johnson on trombone, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on drums for Prestige. And that sound that he got, that voice that he had, if you just joined in during the music. Lucky Thompson died in Seattle a week ago Saturday at the age of 81. Had been spending the last few years of his life in Seattle. My time listening to him, I think the first time I heard him and fell in love with his sound and his ideas, was when he had Dinah Washington in his band for Apollo Records in Los Angeles, 1945. And so I brought some of those for you to hear. And I want to mention the artists in the band, Carl George, who nobody talks about anymore, but was a wonderful Los Angeles trumpet player. Lucky, of course, on his tenor. Milt Jackson is here on vibes, Charlie Mingus on bass, and Wilbert Barranco, who had his own band, big band for a while, is playing piano, and if you hear a clarinet, it's Jewel Grant. Lucky Thompson and Dinah Washington, 1945.
Throw in your loving too, but if you ain't got what I want, there's nothing you can do. I swear I'll never sell it, and I will not give it away. If I can't get what I want, I'll sit on it the rest of my day. But he was lacking something, so I gave him up, you see. Every man not built to feed. I'm gonna sit right here on it till I find a man can give me what I need. I'd be a doctor, but I've got just the thing for you. He's promised me love and power, but that you always will be true.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Thompson and Dinah Washington for Apollo Records in Los Angeles, 1945. No Voot, No Boot, and My Lovin' Papa, both written by Duke Henderson. And Mellow Mama Blues, written by Jesse May Robinson. Lucky on tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, Charles Mingus on bass, the great Carl George on trumpet, Wilbert Branco on piano, and Jewel Grant playing clarinet and baritone saxophone. And Lucky's time there, as I said, was the first time I got in touch with him and went from there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... To continue on about Lucky Thompson, and if you just joined, Lucky died a week ago Saturday, the 30th of July of this year, at the age of 81, and had been spending a couple of decades in Seattle. I brought something near the end of his career. He stopped playing around 1973, and I'm not here to analyze any reason why, I suppose. Or, you know, where poetry goes is that secret little garden we all have. And so, you know, we can tend to our own and not somebody else's, hopefully. But Lucky Thompson... drifted away from it. I know that he spent a lot of time fighting for musicians against the greed and corruption of business, and did some good things for the artists in this world, and maybe just got tired of it. Who wouldn't? This is some late stuff of his time, Lucky Thompson, 1972, for Groove Merchant. He plays here soprano. I've been playing tenor saxophone, but he's something here on the soprano. This is one he wrote called Then Soul Walked In, with Lucky, Cedar Walton on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. Thank you. Blackie Thompson there on soprano saxophone, 1972, as I said, about a year away from walking away from music. That's on Groove Merchant Records. And Lucky's there with Cedar Walton piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and great Billy Higgins on drums. One that Thompson wrote called Then Soul Walked In. I'm going to end this in memoriam to Lucky Thompson, who died a week ago Saturday at the age of 81, with some work he did in Paris, 1956, and issued on Dawn Records here. With him, Marshall Salal on piano, on vibes, Michelle Hauser, on guitar, John Pater, on string bass, Pierre Michelot, and on drums, Gerard Pochonnet. Here's Lucky Thompson back on tenor saxophone, playing Tenderly and You Go to My Head. That concludes the In Memoriam to Lucky Thompson, who passed away a week ago Saturday at the age of 81 in Seattle. That was Lucky playing his tenor in Paris, 1956, issued here on Dawn, D-A-W-N. And we heard Tenderly, written by Walter Gross, and You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots. With him, Marshall Soyle on piano, Michelle Hauser on vibes, John Pater on guitar, Pierre Michelot on the string bass, and on drums, Gerard Pochonet, Lucky Thompson. Another death in the family, actually, it's interesting because As I said, Lucky Thompson was raised in Detroit. Al McKibben died a couple of days ago in Los Angeles at the age of 86, a wonderful bass player. And he, too, was raised in Detroit. And so I brought sort of a last-minute thing that I could put on the program. And I will certainly play more of Al McKibben's bass playing over the next few weeks. But in 1954, he was with Cal Jader in a recording of Afro-Cuban music that Jader just loved to do. And as I understand it, Al McKibben was with Dizzy Gillespie's big band, and of course Gillespie was interested in the Afro-Cuban instruments and rhythm and rhythms. And so when McKibben left Dizzy's band and joined Cal Jader, he brought that information. And so as much as possible, the time we have left, here's Cal Jader with Al McKibben on bass, Richard Wines piano. If you hear a flute, it's Jerome Richardson and timbales and all the wonderful things that this music is. Here's Cal Jader with Al McKibben. In memory of bassist Al McKibben, who died Friday at the age of 86, his work in 1954 with Cal Jader, Shake Your Booty, written by Jader, Bernie's Tune, written by Bernie Miller, Hot Rhythm by Cano, Mambo Inn by Edgar Sampson and trumpet star Mario Bauza, and Happy Kettle Drums, written by Tempest Storm. In there, of course, Vibes and Timbales, played by Cal Jader, and the piano work of Richard Wyans, flute work of Jerome Richardson, all of that. Al McKibben, dead at 86 on Friday, and as I said, I'll be playing more of him over the next few weeks. Let's go out with Joe Pass, solo guitar, 1976. entire show pass in Los Angeles, 1976, as recorded by Pablo. He did two for us, 500 Miles High, written by Chick Corea, and Joy Spring, written by Clifford Brown. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.